I am your host, Zuri Flower. Thank you for joining me on this Positive Thursday, the Funny Side of Life, episode 49, Simple Ways to Relax the Body. That is going to be today's Positive Thursday topic, everyone. One of you doing on this fabulous Positive Thursday? I hope all is well with each one of you. I am super excited about today's Positive Thursday topic because I know that many of you listeners can relate to it. Have y'all ever had bad aches in your body before? And it felt like someone pushed you down the steps when you were trying to get up, and the pain was so unbearable when you was trying to get up, right? Off the floor when someone pushed you down the steps and you say, I'm falling and I can't get up. You ever had that ever happen to y'all? Like, remember the commercial of the old woman? It came on like years ago, back in it, like about a couple years ago, like 8 years ago. The commercial with the lady, she had the life alert thing on her neck and she wound up falling. And then she says this, check this out. Now, that is funny. Now, that commercial don't ring a bell to any of you. Come on now. Y'all got to remember that, some of you. That is so hilarious. Moving forward, everyone. Millions of people suffer from aches and pain in their body, which can come from stress and chronic illness. And also, many people have a hard time relaxing, you know, because of their body. How many of you listeners have had a hard time relaxing your body? And I know that, you know, sometimes relaxing is, it can be really hard to do, especially when you're someone that's on the go and, you know, you work full time, you got a family and you're doing this and that, and you're working at a job that's intense when you got to do a lot of lifting and stuff like that. And that can also cause a lot of pain to the body. And when you add more stuff onto your plate, when it just can be overwhelming. And for myself, I want to share with y'all, I've been having a lot of aches and pains in my body, especially like on my right side. It's been hurting so bad. And what I've been doing for that, I've been doing like a lot of stretching and a lot of like yoga. I just started doing like beginner yoga classes on, they have like on YouTube. So I've been doing like the beginner ones where you can do like the 10-minute yoga session, and it helps you, it shows you like how to breathe right and, you know, the basic yoga steps, but it's like for beginners. And for those of you that want to, you know, more about yoga and different ways how you can breathe in, exhale, like breathe correctly. That can help in so many different ways, as far as even not just for the body though, but for the mind. But for the body, I mean, it does wonders. I remember when I did my first yoga, 10-minute yoga session this past weekend, and can I tell y'all, I felt so good. Like, my shoulder that was aching on my right side, it wasn't hurting as bad. And I just felt a big difference, not even in just in my body, but also in my mind and how I was breathing. Because you know how sometimes, like, when you're on the go and you're moving really fast and you're not like, you know, you're just moving, that can also help to create pain in the body, because, you know, your breathing can't be off balance and you can be like, you understand what I mean, y'all? So that can, you know, also have an effect, you know, on the body. And I wanted to share that with each one of you. So for those of you that want to try yoga, beginner yoga, and not even just beginner yoga, but just want to just find a different way to relax your body. There's other different super fun exercises that you can do to help relieve the stress in your body and to relax it. You can do like the arm circles for like maybe like 10 minutes. Do like a couple sessions, like forward motions, going in a circle, hand motions, like, you know, moving your arms in the circle. Do that for like, what, 3 reps, 15 times. And you just mix it up and just make it fun. It's just so many different fun things you can do to relax the body, especially when it comes to exercise. I don't know if many of you have ever heard my story before. And for those you listeners that have been listening to me for a while, tuning in with me on Positive Thursday, I know y'all heard my story about my weight loss and how when I was weighing 224 pounds, how that affected my body in so many ways. And I couldn't relax my body when I was weighing 224 pounds. Back in 2017, I had a hard time walking. My back would hurt like crazy. My stomach was so big, y'all would have thought I was 10 months pregnant. And then it got so bad to the point to where as though, and I decided to make a change in my life. And now that I'm down to a healthy weight, weighing 160 pounds. You know, I'm just so grateful, you know, to be at a healthy size and I can move my body like I never done before. Even though sometimes I still have a little bit of pains in my body, like my shoulder, what I mentioned to y'all about that I was having pains in my shoulder, my right shoulder, for the last couple weeks or so. So I just try to just maintain myself and relax my body by, like, you know, stretching more. And just taking it easy, because you know how sometimes when we want to go and, you know, we're trying to do so much, we don't realize the wear and tear, you know, that it can have on our body. And having that balance in each of our lives can also make a difference in relaxing the body and not being all over the place. I know that everybody have a different schedule. And that's what I want to say. So also, I want to mention another way that each one of you can relax your body is watching the foods that you eat. Different foods cause different reactions in the body. And say, for example, if you're someone, you know, that's not supposed to have sugar and you wind up having a piece of cake with a lot of sugar in it, that can cause like a lot of tension in the body to where your hands might swell up or your feet might swell up, and that can cause your body for you to have chronic pain in your body. And even not even just chronic pain in the body, but also extra weight, heavy weight that can come from, you know, gaining weight, you know, that can be a really bad effect on the body. And eating the right foods can make a difference of relaxing the body. When it comes to fruits, you can have like a banana, a pear, you know, apples, plums. All that is good food that can help relax the body. Because not only would it help to keep your body relaxed and make you feel good, you won't feel like tired and all sleepy. Just think about it. You know how, like, if say, for example, if, you know, you had a nice good meal and you had maybe like some what baked chicken or something like that, or fish or macaroni or whatever, or pasta or something like that, and then it looks so good, you wind up eating the whole thing, right? And then you all full. So let me ask y'all this: when you do that, when you have a good meal and you feel all full, do you feel tired, and you feel like you can't move, and you feel like you can't relax your body because you're so stuffed? And you feel like somebody stuffed you up like you were a turkey or something. You sure enough can't relax your body when you too much when you overstuff. I know some people like to go to sleep, but I know that it's different for everyone. But it's just so funny though. It's so funny. Like, for example, with me, everyone, like, if I try to overeat, like if I have something that I really, really like a lot and I overeat on that food, for example, not only am I full and tired, I feel like sluggish. I feel like I can't walk. You know, I feel like I'm like about like 9 months pregnant. But it's on a serious note, it's very important of how you eat, because it does have an effect on our body. I mean, it's so important. And drinking lots of water can help your body keep your body relaxed. Not only can it make your skin look good, make your body feel good, it cleans out your kidneys, it helps everything function so naturally in the body, and you just feel so good when you drink water. And for those of you listeners that don't like water, there's so many different ways that you can make your water taste so much better. You can add like lemon to it or strawberries. And water, it'll give you that boost and makes your body feel better and makes you want to move. You know, when you put water in your body, you know, especially if you can't relax. And having a nice glass of coffee and tea is another way to relax the body. Just think about it. You have a long day, you know, from work or just in general, you out, you know, running errands or whatever. And you come in the house, you know, you try to relax your body. And then, you know, you decide that you want to have a nice, you know, hot cup of tea, and you drank it, and that can make you feel so much better and so good. Let me give you some names of different teas that can help relax the body. Peppermint tea. They have peppermint tea. And there's another kind of tea, black tea. I mean, all different kinds. Ginger tea. And you can add like fresh lemon to it. You know, you can add like a little bit of, they got like the organic sugar and a little bit of honey. And then you sit there and relax. That not only would that help relax your body, but it can just help you release any kind of tension you may be having. It makes a big, big difference. I tell you. And now that the weather is changing, you know, I know here in Philly, the weather's been kind of tricky. You know, like, for example, yesterday, it was nice out yesterday. And it was like about like 80 degrees yesterday. And today, they're supposed to be like in the 60s. They say it's going to get a little cool. And I know the temperatures is different in each area. But it's nothing like a nice, warm, hot drink on a nice, cool day. Especially after a long day. Do I have any coffee drinkers tuning in today? I know for you coffee fiends, those of you that gotta have your coffee, especially in the morning. I know, like, this is so funny. Like, when I'm at work and some of like my coworkers, I'd be like, good morning. They'd be like, hi, you know. And then once they have their coffee, it'd be on and popping. It feel like, you know, it seemed like when they don't have their coffee, it's like they be moving like they a robot or something like that. You ever see how a robot moves? And then when they have their coffee, they be all over the place dancing. And let me stop. I'm exaggerating. I mean, they be awake. So sometimes, you know, when people have their coffee, it helps them to feel better and helps them to move and get their day started right. And even myself, I used to be a real big coffee drinker at one time. It was like, I gotta have my coffee in order for me to function throughout the day, to really get myself together. And I remember when me and my mom, we used to have Dunkin' Donuts coffee like every day. Not only did we have Dunkin' Donuts coffee every day, we would drink it like at least like 3 cups a day. That's how deep into coffee we was, because it helped us not only move and get our day started right. It was just something that we enjoyed. But now today, I only have at least like maybe a cup of coffee, maybe twice a week. And it does help me get my day started. I'm more awake sometimes and I fly. I can move better, you know, but moving forward, I'm off the topic a little bit, but I just like to be transparent with each one of you and just talk about the every normal day things that everybody can relate to. Okay. So the next is on the list for easy ways to relax the body, I have this. Okay. Having like a nice, not only a nice comfortable bed to sleep in, having a good pillow to lie your head down on can make a difference when trying to relax the body. You could purchase a nice supportive pillow that not only supports just the neck, but also the whole body. You can purchase it at Walmart, Target, and Amazon. I mean, which has a big variety of different things that you can buy, especially when it comes to comfort of the body. Helping making the body feel better. They have so many different varieties of pillows from any budget that you're trying to, purchase something off of Amazon. Amazon is excellent. I love Amazon. I mean, you will find everything on there. So Amazon, they have some great products that can help relax the body, especially for a nice comforter, like a pillow. And then they got this, I seen this one thing I seen on Amazon. It's like a whole body pillow. Like, you know, like a one of them things that you could put on your bed. And it not only does it help support your back, but it can help support your legs and everything. The whole damn body. To sum it all up, let me get straight to the point. The whole darn body. So go to Amazon to buy a good supportive pillow to help to relax your body in Walmart or Target or any store near you. Do I have any I have a question that I want to ask you listeners. I have a question. What kind of music do y'all like to listen to help relax your body? Is it jazz? Is it hip-hop? Is it gospel? Is it reggae? How does the music make you feel when you feel like, you know, like you don't want to move and you feel like you need to hear something relax to not only relax your body, but relax your mind? Because music does wonders, especially when it's good music. And I can tell y'all, I love me some music. Like when I'm having like a stressful day or if I'm going through something and my body feeling tired and I just don't want to move or do nothing, I put on like, you know, a gospel song, something that I enjoy, or like a back in the day song from like the 90s, or, you know, just good music. And I find myself, you know, I'll sit there for like about maybe like 5-10 minutes. I have my headphones on, probably even longer. I'll be in my own zone. I put my gospel music on and listen to that or whatever I feel as though I'm in the mood to listen to. And I just lay in my bed and I just relax. I mean, I just relax. I just forget about everything. I'm being like my own little zone. So music does make a difference and it does help relax the body. It really do. I knew. How many of y'all can agree with that? Doesn't music make you feel better and it helps relax your body and your mind? I mean, it makes a big difference. A big, big difference. Absolutely. Absolutely. Go into a short commercial break, everyone. When I get back, I'll be sharing the rest of simple ways, simple tips on how you can relax your body. I sound like a bumblebee, right? All right, I'll be back from the commercial, simple commercial break. This commercial break was brought to you by Zori Flower Healthy Food on the Go. Check out Zori Flower Healthy Food on the Go every Wednesday on your Zoe Flower YouTube page. I am back, everyone, from my commercial break. I'm buzzing myself back like I'm a mini Miss B. I could act so silly, everyone. I could be like a big kid, and I also like to make each one of you laugh. So next on the list that I have for simple ways to relax a body is prayer. Prayer, which I believe can heal and change anything, which I know many of you listeners can agree. Prayer do make a difference in a lot of things. Can I get an amen on that? Amen. Moving forward. So next on the list I have for simple ways to relax the body. Imagine yourself coming home after a long day, not even just work, but just a long day. You feeling stressed out and you take a nice smoothing bath. Bam, there you go. Nice moving hot water. You put your favorite bath bees into the water. Not only do they smell very good, but it also helps to release all the tension in the body. And you're relaxing, feeling nice and smooth in your own damn world, not worrying about nothing but you. Don't you know that self-care, do each one of you know that self-care is so important? And it's okay to be selfish sometimes, because if you can't take care of yourself first, you're not going to be able to do anything. I have a list of different remedies, bath remedies, you can try and buy and purchase at the store nearby where you live at. The first one, bath bee product you can try out that you can put in your bath when you want to take a nice smoothing bath. And not only just that, to help relax the body. It's called Dr. Teals. It's spelled T-E-A-L-S, Dr. T's Pure Epsom Salt, which I have tried before. Not only do it help relax the body, it has a really good, nice scent. You can purchase this product at any CVS store near you. The second one that I have I want to share is Dove Pearly Pampering Sweet Cream and Foamy Body Wash Pump. It comes in a 34 ounce and you can purchase it at Walmart. And last but not least, I have for you listeners that love Bath and Body Works products. I'm one of them. They have this new bath product called Epicopatus. I don't know if I pronounce it right, everyone. Don't laugh at me. It's spelled E-U-C-A-L-P-T-U-S Spearmint Body Wash. Foam Bath Wash. I seen it on the website because sometimes I get like coupons from Bath and Body because I do go there time and time. But this looks so good. Something like you can use when you get in the tub and soak in and spearmint. Oh my gosh, I know that smells probably smell really good. And the cost, they have it listed at $13.50, which is not, you know, bad at all. You cannot beat that. And you know how they be having like little sales, you know, you buy two items, you get one free. So if you want to try the item out, if you decide to go to Bath and Body Works, try the Epicopatus Spearmint. I hope I pronounced it right. I'm going to say it again. Epicopatus Spearmint Body Wash and Firm Bath. Foam bath. You can buy it at Bath and Body, everyone. And while you're at Bath and Body, if you decide to go and purchase this item, why not get some nice scented candles? You know, Bath and Body Works has all different variety of different scented candles, and you can put it around your tub while you're soaking in the tub, relaxing your body, and just pampering yourself. That's what I'm talking about. Pampering yourself. It's nothing wrong with that at all. Not at all. You that love wine and like to have a nice drink to unwind and relax, why not buy a good bottle of tasty red wine like Red Moscato? They have such a rare variety. And I know that some people, they like to have a nice drink to help them not only to relax their body and relieve stress, and just feel damn good. I mean, what's wrong with a nice, smoothing drink? I have a list of nice, smoothing drinks, good, tasty drinks that can help relieve the body. Not relieve the body, excuse me, everyone. Relax the body. I'm talking about relieve. It's kind of like if you're going to go to the bathroom or something. and you've been holding gas in your stomach, and then it comes all out, and you like, whew. Now, that helps the body feel relaxed. Absolutely, it do. Smooth, tasty drinks that will help relax the body. I got this from liquor.com. That's what you can find it at. The first drink is the Manhattan. It's a whiskey sweet Vermont, and it is a bitter that classic has reminded you of the menace around the world for a good reason. The Manhattan is easy to make, easy on the eyes, and easily goes down. That's number one. The Manhattan.
Number two, lavender honey cream. Yet start feeling pleasurable, sleepy. Just reading the ingredient list, lavender honey syrup, heavy cream, yes please. The drink is aqua among nightcaps, and it has a vodka base, but the final product is a rich common sipper that marks the perfect end of any or every day. And each recipe, each drink that I'm sharing with y'all, it's a recipe that you can make it. You know, you can make the drinks. And the pitchers are so good. It makes you want to just grab the drink off the pitcher. But y'all can check it out for yourself. Number three, scotch and soda. The scotch and soda is simple and straightforward. Because at the end of a long day, sometimes all you want to do is sip on an easy drink while you bust out a book. Or let's be honest, rewatch a sitcom on Netflix. The Unfussy Standby is a great way to lift your favorite scotch unwind. Number three, scotch and soda. Number four, the hot toddy. The hot toddy. It kind of sound like a potato tot. The hot toddy. The hot toddy is known for its creative properties, but it's equally good for chaperoning a pleasure night's sleep. While the days grow shorter and the weather turns cold, grab a blanket, put on the kettle, and mix this warm evening classic. It can be made with a variety of whiskeys, from American to Irish, and most between. Mixing is prefers, whatever it says. I hope I pronounced the word right. And you can see the recipe before that under the list on liquor.com, as I mentioned before. Number five, the French Connection. Like the Gene Hackman movie of the same name, the cocktail is a classic that stands the test of time. Simple and active, the French Connection recipe calls for a solid measure of Corgon, use a youthful one, no need to break out the XO in a Amaretto like the Amand Y de Serrano, built in an old-fashioned glass and begin. Okay, that's number five, French Connection. And number six, the hot butter rum. If you're not in the mood for a warm, smoothing drink, the hot butter and rum is prepared to elope you. Think of it as like a rum sparkling rich take on the hottie toddy. And for anyone feeling squashmish about adding butter to a cocktail, know that it adds silky synergy to a cocktail that insists on a fireplace and a blanket. Where's my blanket at, everyone? Where's my blanket? Number seven, old fashioned. There's no need to reinvent the wheel when you're thirsty for a nightcap. But if you want to fancy for your favorite bourbon, the old fashioned is waiting. This elegant classic reminds me of an admirable go-to cocktail. It's heady, well-balanced, delicious. Just add bites of sugar and ice. And number eight, the Brandy Alexandra. Composed of collagen, cream, decaco, and cream. What's not to like? A revelation on the mostly forgotten gin-based Alexandra. The brandy version is dessert, stingware, topped with a dusting of fresh nutmeg, and you have yourself a rich, fragrant drink to sip in your favorite chair before calling it a night to sleep. To check out the rest of the drinks, everyone, that I had mentioned, go to liquor.com, and also you can see the recipes for them. I'm going to try some of these drinks. They look really good and really nice to drink, and not only just that, and I know that it most definitely will help to relax my body, and it can help relax some of your bodies. Okay, everyone. That was so funny. I can be so silly. I can't believe tomorrow is Friday. Time go by so fast. And I just want to say to each one of you, thank you for joining me on this Positive Thursday today. And I'm so happy that this Positive Thursday has inspired each one of you. Please share this podcast with others because there is powers in the numbers. And I also would love to hear your feedback from this podcast. Give me some insight of how y'all, different ways of how y'all relax your body. You know, when y'all, you know, when you have a hard time relaxing your body, when you may have tension, send me an email, send me a message on this podcast and email me at zoeflower8@gmail.com and follow me on Twitter at zoeflower8 Twitter. And I'm also on Instagram, zoeflower8 Instagram. And I'm at Twitter, zoeflower8. I think I got it right, everyone. Let me slow down. And subscribe to my YouTube page, Zoe Flower YouTube page. And I say this, make for sure, if you feel like you can't relax your body, you may feel tense in muscle, or you may feel overwhelmed, that's a sign of you got interrupted from a brief phone call from my mom. You know how moms is, and you know, you may have kids or whatever. But anyway, as I was saying, if you may find yourself having aches and pains in your body and just in general having a hard time to relax, that's a sign that's telling you to slow down, take it easy, because you may be doing too much or you may have, you know, too much on your plate. And don't forget, everyone, to take care of yourself. And I hope that, you know, all the tips that I share with each one of you, how to easy techniques, how to, you know, different ways to relax your body. I hope that it helped y'all. And I want to say, have a super blessed weekend. Stay safe. Take it easy. And I'll talk to y'all on the next Positive Thursday. God bless y'all. Take care.